Bedtime in the Nether. Episode 12. What comes back when the names come back? This is the last story of the season. It's the one all the others were carrying, the way magma cubes carry their halves. There's nothing to worry about in it anywhere. It's just the morning, arriving. Get as comfortable as you've ever been. We're going to watch the whole thing together, and then we're going to sleep. It began with the lava sea going still. Ohm felt it first, of course. He was standing belly deep in the shallows, the way he stands for hours, when the slow gold swells beneath him flattened out to glass. In 10,000 years he had never felt the sea hold its breath. He turned his silver-tipped ears toward the deep middle, and he waited, and far above him every ghast in the sky stopped crying at the same moment, so that for the first time in 1,000 years the nether was perfectly, completely quiet. Then the sea breathed out, and the names rose. They came up through the amber deeps the way bubbles rise in honey, slowly, in no hurry at all, each one glowing its own small gold. The listener stood in the empty quiet place watching the rose lift away, and if you'd been there you'd have heard the old voice humming, low and pleased, the bedrock song in its original key. 1,000 years of keeping, and now the giving back, and giving back, it turns out, is the part keepers dream about. The names broke the surface of the lava like the first stars coming out, and the warm wind took them, and they went home. They blew through the crimson forest, and everywhere they landed, ears went down and heads went slow. A piglin guard at the bastion gates suddenly knew like you know your own hands, that her brother's name was Barrow, and she said it out loud, and her brother dropped his gold ingot in the dirt and didn't even look down at it, because his sister was calling, and what's gold, compared to that? Up and down the halls Marrow built, names found their piglins, one by one by one, asterisk Tansy. Aldous, Birch, Heddle, asterisk, and the bastions rang with calling like bells that had finally remembered what bells are for. The empty places the walls were built around filled up, all at once, warm. The bandage of fierceness loosened everywhere, and underneath it, just as the old stories promised, was somebody waiting, every single time. The morning. That's what it's called now, and it didn't only belong to the piglins. In the wastes, the green-shouldered ones lifted their heads all together, like a field of grass when the wind arrives. Their seconds came back warm and stayed, for a minute, for an hour, for longer every day after. Sorrel reached the forest gate just as his name reached him for keeps, and the piglins at the gate, who 5 minutes earlier had not remembered their own mothers, somehow all knew to be standing there, ears down, nodding slow. He's still green in places. Nobody minds. Coming back is a walk, not a door, and the whole forest walks it with him. And the lava, once it had sent the names up, the names went first, then waited longest, began on everything else. Slowly. A keeper gives back the way it kept, one careful thing at a time. A snowflake came up out of the lava sea. A real one, six-pointed, impossibly unmelted, the snowflake that had drifted in through a portal 300 years ago and been caught and kept like everything else. It rose into the warm air and did not melt. The lava had a word with the heat, you understand, and a baby strider chased it along the shore, creaking with joy, until it landed on Ohm's old nose and stayed there, sparkling, all evening. A chalk drawing came back, a hopscotch grid, drawn by some traveler's child on a basalt flat ages ago and worn away by the wind in an afternoon. The lava had kept a copy. It returned the drawing to the exact same stone, white lines bright as new, and that night three piglin children who had never seen chalk in their lives invented 11 different games on it, and the Soul Sand Valley wrote down all 11, and lit a blue fire over the spot. And the kindness of a crossing came back. That one was for the Enderman. Every Enderman in the Nether felt it arrive at once, the memory of the day one of them walked tall and slow across the lava sea so a small strider wouldn't cross alone. It settled into them like a block being placed just right. And the Endermen all stood still for a moment, holding their carried guesses, and understood something together, that maybe home was never a building they'd lost. Maybe home was a thing you do. One by one, all across the Nether, the Endermen began, gently, thoughtfully, to put the blocks back where they'd found them. Returning, after all that carrying. But that's season two, and it can wait for another night. High above it, all the guests drifted, finally off duty, watching the world remember itself. They still cry sometimes, old habits, and besides, somebody should, but now they also sing. Will started it. She'd been holding the beginning of a song for 6 stories, and on the morning she let it out, and it turned out to be the bedrock song, learned from 1,000 years of listening to everything. The other guests caught it the way the valley catches whispers. If you visit the Nether now, that's the sound high up in the red haze. Not crying. The old song, back in the air where it started. Ember heard all of it from the top of her cracked pillar, the calling, the creaking, the 11 new games, the singing sky. Her glow, the little orange nightlight glow the striders find so comforting, was the same as ever. Being there the whole way through. Small lights are how mornings start. And the Nether breathed out, the whole red warm world of it, and was gentle to itself, the way you are gentle with something you almost lost. That's how the forgetting ended. Not with a battle. With a keeper, and some listeners, and the watchers in the sky, and everyone holding what they could until it was time to give it back. So, last page. The lanterns on this page are all lit now, everyone. The sea is rocking its slow gold rock. The names are home in their warm pockets, yours included. Whoever you are, somebody knows exactly what to call you, and says it gladly. Ears down. Slow nod. I see you. I'm glad it's you. Good night, Nether. Good night.